Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and another daily editorial recorded on this Thanksgiving Thursday down in the U.S. I am chatting with Steve Todorook. He is an investment executive and geologist over at Sprott Global Resource Investments. Steve, I've been having you on about every 3 weeks, and I've been getting you to provide insights into what you look for in terms of exploration plays, and more specifically, discovery plays. Now, we do always need to make the addendum that we cannot talk about current companies or current drill programs due to regulations, but we can talk big picture. And as much as you and I in the recent past have talked about discoveries, and most of these discoveries revolve around high grade drill results, I have to ask you about lower grade results. Look, as the gold price, the silver price even goes up, we get more and more news about companies saying we made a discovery. And you look into that discovery and it is generally a lower grade. Let's say right around 1 gram, even now, more recently, under 1 gram per ton gold. Now, these discoveries, I do understand that a lot comes into the overall width of the intersection in terms of if it could even be economic in terms of mining. But overall, can you give us a general comment of how you view these lower grade drill results and discoveries?
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me again. Yeah, as you said, I'm not really a fan of low grade gold deposits. Again, if I get my clients into a stock and we get a pretty big position, we've got to worry about how we're going to get out. What's the exit strategy? And my preferred exit strategy is having a big company come along and taking us over, and we can sell all our stock into that in a heartbeat. I'm not of the opinion that big mining companies want low-grade deposits yet. They probably have some on their books right now from whenever they've drilled them and they're hanging on to them. It's, you know, when you're in a bull market, you're getting a lot of companies coming out of the woodwork. They want as good a quality of gold project as they can get their hands on. The news flash is all the good projects are happily owned by somebody. They're not going to let them go in all likelihood. So companies today that are acquiring low-grade deposits, that's the best they can do type of thing. And they'll probably work. But my concern is those companies, if they can't sell the project, what are they going to do? Build it into a mine themselves? And I'm not a fan of small companies that want to run mining operations.
So is there a certain threshold in terms of grams per ton, if we're talking about gold, that you just broadly consider too low of grade?
Well, I'd like to see at least 1.5 grams. Again, I think if you can find 2 to 5 million ounces of gold at 1.5 plus, you know, there should be a buyer at the end of the day for that. You can make a nice profit, 1.5 gram gold at this gold price.
Okay, I appreciate that general concept. Now, again, remember, we are talking very general here, and overall, there are mines that are in production that way lower than 1.5 grams, but when you're looking at discovery plays and actually investing in exploration companies, it's about making the discovery and building off that discovery, and you do need some pretty good grade, at least at some point, to bring up the economics of a project. One other thing that I do want to discuss with you here, Steve, is when companies, and I understand why this happens, when they release drill results, but they're not actually the assay results. Fine, a lot of these labs, assay labs, are very backed up right now. But what's your takeaway when you see these exploration companies release a news release that says, we see great things in the drill core? Sometimes they even post a picture with, say, a little fleck of visible gold. What's your takeaway when you see companies issuing this type of news?
For the most part, I don't like it at all. The layman investor takes too much of a chance he's going to get hurt. You know, that investor is reading the news release, and if he's seeing pictures of visible gold or descriptions of mineralization, he's assuming management likes it and they think they've got something significant there. For gold especially, you can't guess. You can't predict it. Only your assayer can tell you. If a company's drilling a copper property, well, that's somewhat differently. You can, the geologist, if he's got good experience, he can visually estimate, you know, how much copper is in the drill core over intervals, and make the inference that, you know, for every 3% of copper that he's seeing chalcopyrite, that mineral, you're going to get a 1% copper assay. I'd rather they just wait for the assays and, you know, play it straight up type of thing. That's just extra promotion that we don't need in this game.
I agree. It really is. But does it draw you away from a company that you see do that? Or are you able to just more or less ignore it, not make any investment decisions off of that, and just wait for the actual assay result?
Yeah, I'll almost always wait for the assays. Unless it's, like you say, there's always a rare exception. But as a general rule, no, I'll wait for the assays. If I start seeing that, you know, the describing mineralization or getting our pictures, you know, a visible gold, that pushes me away from that story. I will wait for the assays. If the assays are really good, you know, I'll take a serious look at it. But definitely when I start seeing too much promotion, it pushes me away. That's usually a red flag.
Absolutely. And that's one thing we really need to be aware of in these markets is red flags, because stocks can run up on the back of some of these news releases, but they can fall just as quickly and to a greater degree when the actual results come out. What about the fact when we see companies increasing their drill program even before we get a large amount of their drilling that has already been completed issued out to the market? Do you take that as a positive sign?
That tells me there's a bit too much money in the hands of the juniors. You know, you're getting way too far ahead of yourself. Like when you're out drilling a property, it's quite common that, you know, you drill a hole, and like you say, especially when you're drilling a gold project, you drill a hole, the rock might look really good, you know, good alteration. You might see quartz veining. You might, you know, even some visible gold in there. But you're standing there scratching your head. Do I move the drill over 50 meters and drill another hole? Because that looks pretty good. Well, you wish you had the assays before you move that drill over. So, you know, when you're having a hard time planning your next hole, how the heck do you know if you're going to increase your drill program by 20,000 meters? It sounds good. It's headline getting attention, but that doesn't mean much to me. I want to see the assays on the next drill hole. Just backing up to the low grade things there, Corey, before I forget. Again, when companies are trying to acquire new gold projects today, they tend to be low grade and they tend to be in higher risk countries, you know, like Africa. So that's another concern for me. Again, if you only have a 1 to 1.5 million ounce low grade deposit in an African company, who's going to buy it off you? You know, there's fewer big companies that want to be operating in high risk countries or trying to lower their risk profile as it is right now.
Okay, so to your point about the exit strategy that you mentioned on the initial answer, you want a major, somebody to come in, pay a premium for the stock. That gives you your cash exit strategy. How important is it to see majors active in the area? And when you do see majors in the area, what do you note more importantly, or what sticks out to you that gives you more confidence, say, in a story to say, well, I could see some synergy here of a major taking this company out?
It's definitely comforting if there's well-known, well-regarded mining companies active in the area. You know, using an example that was a really good success story a couple of years ago, a little Australian junior only traded in London called Mariana Resources discovered the Hot Maden deposit. They were in partnership with a big Turkish business conglomerate. And the only reason I got involved in that story was because of the spectacular rich grades of gold and copper and the type of thing. And my reasoning was that, okay, if there is a big deposit here, because it's really rich grade, we should have a company take them over. The most logical is their partner. But for a North American company to take over them, to sort of put up with the high risk of being in Turkey, there better be a really rich jewelry store of a deposit there to take that kind of risk. If that was just your average grade, you wouldn't see a company go over and take it. At the end of the day, Sandstorm Gold took over Mariana to acquire their 30% interest in that deposit. And the only reason Sandstorm did that is because of the rich grades. So that's why I do like to see North American or Australian, you know, mining companies active in the area, just to know that we've got possible suitors.
Yeah, it's the most important thing when you are investing in exploration plays. Absolutely. And a lot of companies do promote the fact that majors are active in the area, but always important to see what they are doing and what sort of mine life they have in their assets and any other recent acquisitions. Steve, I know that you have to run, but I always appreciate your time, buddy. It's great having you on the show on this regular basis. If anybody wants Steve and I to discuss any topics when it comes to exploration or discoveries, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Steve, great chatting with you, buddy. I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Corey.